I tried to move on. I really did. Meeting people wasn't really a problem for me. Neither was having sex with people. It was that spark, that connection that was missing. That feeling I only had with you that I couldn't seem to find with anyone else. Months pass by. Might as well have been years. Time doesn't register like it used to when we were together. I remember trying to make it to the end of the day just so I can see you after work. Now I'm just trying to make it to the end of the day without hurting. And so far, not so great. I had convinced myself I'd never see you again. I made up this entire fantasy world where I could oversee everything you were doing, and you were loving life. Happy as a fucking clam. Got yourself a new partner. They make you laugh, and you smile, and you hold their hand and snuggle their arm while you watch movies. You and your friends all get together and everyone gets along so well. You feel like you found your missing puzzle piece. Someone mentions my name and you pause, genuinely trying to remember who they are talking about. Like I was a substitute teacher you had in the second grade. In this world I've made up, you couldn't be any more moved on from me. It's like we never met. You're happy. So much happier than I made you. It's fucking awesome. I'm so fucking happy for you too. But since it's just me here, that's a fucking lie. I hate that you're happy in this reality I've created. Convinced that it can't be far off from the truth. I'm so mad that you're probably out there happy and having fun and fucking their brains out and just doing all the things I like just with them. What a prick. The literal fucking audacity. It's a coin toss if my obsessive daydreaming of this alternate universe will make me depressed or angry. Either way, it was not a good time. I smoke a fair amount of weed to keep my brain from spinning out. Movies, snacks, and early bedtimes. It's like I'm in a hurry to get to the next day, every day. Half the time, I don't even know what day it is. Sometimes I don't know it's the weekend until I get to work and there's no cars in the parking lot. But when there is, I'm rushing through work, hurrying home, quickly eating dinner, then right to bed. Like there's some amazing vacation planned in the near future that I'm just trying to power through the time in the interim. But there's nothing. There's no light at the end of this tunnel. I'm just trying to get to the end. Jesus. That sounds morbid. But hey, if the horns fit. It was I don't even know what day it is. It was at night, and I got a text. It's just a phone number, but I recognized it immediately. It was yours. I deleted you out of my phone because I felt that if I saw your name in there, I'd be tempted to call you, and I would hate to interrupt like a magical fucking evening with your new whoever the fuck. The text just said, hey. My heart was in my throat. At the time, I just wanted to smash my phone. Why? What could you possibly want? I started racking my brain to think if you left anything of importance here that you might be looking for. Maybe you had stuff you wanted to give back to me instead of throwing away. Maybe you just wanted to rub in my face how happy you were without me. Why? I don't know that I can do this. I really don't know. But hey, I'm a fucking glutton for punishment. So I text back. Hey. You respond right away. What are you up to? Oh, nothing. Just counting the seconds until I have none left to count. You know, living the fucking dream. That's what I wanted to say, but what I said was, nothing. What's up? You responded, I need to see you. Can I come up? Come up? Like, you're here? Like, what is it with you and just showing up unannounced? It's rude to think that I'm just in here alone, like I haven't moved on. I don't talk to anyone anymore, so there's literally no way for you to know. You just assume I am the lonely shit that I am. And the fact that you're right made me more mad. But my rational side was like, why are you mad that she's right? But like, fuck that part of my brain sometimes. I text back. If you're here, then I mean, I guess so. I buzz you in and unlock the door. I sit on the couch all the way to one side, so if you wanted to be next to me, it would be a choice. Maybe you want to show me an engagement ring. I'd probably flip my fucking coffee table over. I have that nervous feeling in my stomach, like when you're at the doctor's office and you hear them walking toward the door with a shot they have to give you. The door opens and it's you. Ugh. Why do you have to be so fucking you? It's rude and offensive. And I look away with an eye roll. I hear the door shut and lock. The sound of your shoes being kicked off into the pile of my shoes. I have the overwhelming urge to cry right now. But I take a deep breath. I feel the couch sink right next to me. You made that choice. I can't help but lean toward you. I can feel you looking at me. I know if I look you in the eyes, I'm going to lose it. And I need to be strong and pretend that everything is fine. Like you don't know me and that it's not. But then you put your arm around me. And pull my head down and against your chest. And do my best to keep it together, but I softly, silently cry against you. What are you doing here? Because if it's not to take me back, you need to leave and never come back here. I think these words clearly. Before I whisper them out loud, I feel you shifting. My heart is about to shatter because it feels like you're trying to get up and leave. But you just shift, so we're both sitting straight up. You lift my head, wiping my cheeks dry with your thumbs. We make eye contact and I see it. The same sadness I see in my eyes every single morning. The same broken, hollow loneliness. You weren't happy. You weren't out having the time of your life. You were home, counting the seconds, just like me, until you couldn't take it anymore and came over. We just looked at each other, neither of us able to say a word, but our eyes, our energy spoke for us. You wiped my cheek again. Let me just say, if you ever want to make someone fall in love with you all over again, take their face in your hand and caress their cheek with your thumb. I take your face in my hands. You close your eyes. Tears fall down your face. You've done such a good job holding back, but your lids betrayed you and exposed just how close you were to crying with me. My thumbs dried your cheeks. You sigh with a smirk and lean your face to one side, almost like a cat does when it wants lovin's. My brain and my heart look at each other, look at you, then back at each other and agree. Fuck it. I pull you in and kiss you. I'm willing to take whatever physical abuse you might chuck at me for crossing this line. But then you kiss me back. That kiss. That's the kiss of someone still in love. I push you back on the couch and climb on top of you, kissing more passionately. It's like the first time all over again, just a million times more intense. Because our first kiss, I was like, oh my God, I think I'm gonna fall for this girl. And now I'm like, oh my God, I am still falling endlessly for this girl. Your hands reach down to my sweatpants and pull them down. This sudden rush of emotions, of passion, we need to listen to our hearts and our bodies. And I agree. I pull your pants down to your knees and we both did the running in place movement to get them off of us. You wrapped your arms around my neck and locked me in place, leaning back to pull your lips from mine, telling me to fuck you like this and to please stay this close the whole time. Yes, my love. Anything. Your legs still pulled back, and I just used my hips and to shift and guide my cock into you. We were both dripping with pure, crazy lust. As I slid all the way in, your legs wrapped around me and squeezed, whimpering out loud, pressing your forehead to mine. We both start breathing heavier as I start pumping in and out. This felt less like fucking and more like claiming what was mine. Fucking you harder, making sure that the world knew that you belonged to me and I to you. Making sure that you knew our little breakup was over. The harder I fucked you, the louder you moaned. The deeper my cock hit, the more you dug your nails into my neck and back. You held your breath and I knew you were about to come already. And so was I. It didn't matter how quick it was, as long as we came together. I unleashed holy hell on your pussy, fucking you as hard as I could while staying forehead to forehead with you. Your whole body tensed like you were a statue frozen in that position, repeatedly pounding and pounding into you, your warm, wet center. You slammed your head back and screamed out. I growled like an absolute demon as I filled your pussy. I probably haven't come in weeks, and I could tell that you could tell. The way your eyes opened wider as I was coming and coming and then still coming. As we finished, we collapsed side by side. My arm over your chest, your leg over my leg. Together. The way it was meant to be. I kiss you on the cheek, holding on to one of your hands tightly. Terrified, but having to ask, Does this mean we are us? We're back. You smiled with a little chin wobble, asking if I'll have you back. Of course, baby. Always.